Hello, everyone out there in music video land. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, the Music Video Land podcast. That's not what it's called. It's called This Week in Music Videos. We've had a lot of names for this podcast. This the whole time it's been brought to you by your super good friends at the Internet Music Video Database, imvdb.com. My name is Doug Klinger. I watch music videos in the name of the Internet Music Video Database, and I'm one of the hosts of the This Week in Music Videos podcast, but you knew that already because this is your favorite podcast, and then by default makes us your favorite podcast hosts. And with us, with me, as always, is north of the wall from Fringe Music Fix, Adam Alexander. Adam, how you doing?
I'm great. Doug, you're my favorite podcast host.
Really? That's awesome. That means a lot. What's your favorite part about me?
I like Sober Doug.
Sober Doug is great. You might have noticed that we have skipped a few weeks on the podcast. We had a little summer vacation, and that summer vacation was meant to end last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, but I was too drunk when we recorded a podcast to put that out. So maybe if you tune in all the way to the end, you'll hear a little piece of what that podcast sounded like. But we don't just have Adam with us. This week, we also have a really great guest with us. He has been writing a lot for our blog lately, so you might know his thoughts about music videos if you read our blog. But he's also a writer and director, Caleb Jackson. Caleb, thanks for joining us, man.
Doug, you are super, super nice. Thank you.
No, I try to be. I do my best to be nice. I feel like that's a rule to get on this podcast. You got to be nice.
So, Doug's ego is just out of control right now.
That's it. My ego is based on whether or not people think I'm nice, and so I have a really specific ego.
I think that you have a great voice.
Thanks.
I just want to say, I just feel like, it just should be said.
I've been working on this voice.
It's a great voice, I'll say that much.
Great, that's awesome. People tell me who know me IRL, they know me in real life, and they say that my voice is a little bit different on the podcast. But I think they're liars, so that's cool.
Doug, you're my desktop wallpaper right now.
I figured. Is it the picture that I sent you last night?
It is. Okay, it is. Cool. It's the ones that you photoshopped your head on Shia LaBeouf's body.
Right. This is getting real weird, real fast. I think that's fine because music videos can be weird, and so people expect some weirdness sometimes.
The weirder the better, in my opinion.
And like I mentioned, we took a couple of weeks off the podcast, but we just had to bring it back this week. There was kind of too many kind of high-level, great music videos for really big artists that came out this week, and we thought this was the best week to bring the show back.
I talked you into it with Doritos. They're in the mail, Doug.
That's cool. Doritos are great, direct shots in my heart. So I think
not Takis.
No, not Takis. I like the original real Doritos. Takis are too. Takis don't know what they want to be. I feel like do they want to be a Dorito? Do they want to be a Cheeto? They don't know. But Doritos know.
I definitely don't know what a Taki is. So
you got to learn. You got to. we'll link you to the Hot Cheetos and Takis rap video, which will.
Yes, I'm glad.
Actually,
I'm so
I know
glad
that
I'm
one.
Not the only one that knew about that. I'm so glad.
They also we'll be talking about Justin Bieber later in the show, but in the beginning of I can't remember what Justin Bieber video it is now. I think it's a Colin Tilley one, maybe the one with Chance the Rapper.
That's
but
the one.
At the beginning he's like at a gas station and he like spits game at a girl and she's buying Takis or something and he makes some joke like, can I have your number so I can talkies to you later? Something like that. It's like meant to be cheesy, but I think that it is, ends up being like the delivery ends up being actually cheesy, and so
gotcha.
It's great. It's a great moment though. But I think that's a fine place to start. Since we already talked about Justin Bieber briefly, I think we should talk about this. this Where Are You Now music video by Jack U, which is Skrillex and Diplo, featuring Justin Bieber, directed by Brewer, which are fantastic director duo signed to Pretty Bird. Adam Alexander, why don't you talk us through this video? Tell us what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the basic premise of the video is kind of a typical Justin Bieber video. It's him looking like Justin Bieber, kind of like sexy and kind of looking into the camera and kind of singing a song, and then eventually progresses into some dance stuff. But kind of the twist on the video is that Justin Bieber or Jack U, I'm not sure, someone behind the artistry of this video decided to commission a bunch of artwork by fans of, whether they're Bieber fans or Jack U fans, I'm not sure, but a bunch of people came in and basically did artwork over photographed frames of Justin Bieber. And while the video plays out, these illustrations are overlaid over the video footage to create kind of an effect that we've seen in videos by directors like Ruff Mercy and stuff, where you get kind of the traced line art over top of the photograph. And that's kind of interwoven with this other sequence where we get like some CG'd, it's meant to look like paint, which is
paint tattoos almost.
Sure, which are like spread across Justin Bieber, and they eventually like fill his eyes, and they kind of takes over his whole body.
Right, and we also get throughout the video, we get like time lapse clips of the like art exhibit going on of all the fans putting in, and I really enjoy that context. That those moments bring. Caleb, did you like this video?
Oh yeah, I really enjoyed it. I feel like normally in a video like this, I might kind of take the attitude of like I've seen this before, or maybe if I hadn't seen it before, I might be like, this is a little cheesy. But I thought that they did a really great job combining those two ideas of kind of like it was a magic trick, man. Like seeing all that art was like kind of cool, but then the reveal, whenever it showed that like all those people like drawing on the pictures on the wall,
right,
made it that much freaking cooler. And like, I feel like usually I'm like pretty pretentious about stuff like that, but in this case I was like, all right, cool, like I guess I can get down with this.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's got a lot of names that are easy to hate and write off. I mean, you know, Justin Bieber, like Justin Bieber, Skrillex, and even Diplo. Like, I'm sure each of those people has
Least hateable of the three.
Yeah, Diplo's the least hateable of the three, but he still can be kind of polarizing at times and on like social media and stuff. And so this is a video that's on the surface very easy to write off. Although the song I kind of love.
I love it.
It's a really good song. But yeah, the fact that like this video could have very easily felt like having two things going on at once, the art kind of part of it and then the video part of it, but they kind of blend together really well, and they end up the scenes from the exhibit really do just like provide an additional context to the art itself. And it adds an additional layer to the video. And then I like how, in a lot of the footage of Justin Bieber dancing with the fan art on top of it, the footage itself is like, you know, very high frame rate. And which allowed for lots and lots of art to be put in to like a short span. So like Justin is moving slowly, but the art is just like zooming on the frame. Like it's just like spastic almost how fast the art is moving through it. But you know, you can pause any frame and see, you know, the one singular piece. And I think that adds an interesting element to the video as well. How each of these, all the animation is moving so fast while Justin kind of floats through.
Yeah. Were y'all counting frames?
I didn't count frames, did you?
I was kind of trying to, because in my mind I'm thinking like I was looking for 24 in a second, but I was kind of like, This feels a little bit less. Like, it felt a little bit more maybe like 12 or maybe even like, maybe even like 16. But, I mean, there was like, it was just, I felt like I could see everyone, and I felt like if it was 24, I probably wouldn't have been able to see it. But
interesting. I mean, yeah, no, maybe. That's an interesting question, because I am curious about that. It's, because, yeah, you know, you pause it, and it's not like you're seeing, you're seeing just one piece. Like, it's not like they're blending into each other or anything like that. You know, they're definitely there for long enough where you can, like, if there are words there or something, you can kind of make some of the larger words out and stuff. But it's really interesting to see the different things that all these different fans did to this picture. There's one thing that's already, there's a meme that's come out of this video already. I feel like meme maybe is the right word for it. But it's I saw Vine today with somebody, there's a very big trend on Vine right now. Well, not right now, but early, like, probably earlier this year, where people just say Bush did 9/11. Like, that's just, like, a line people say, and they, like, work it in to, you know, and like, the caption will just be, like, Stay Woke America or something like that. And it's, like, somebody just, like, pausing through this video, and they pause at a frame, and it's just like somebody had scribbled in Bush did 9/11 in one of the frames. And I don't think it's actually in the video. I think somebody added it in there. But I think it's interesting to note that Vine memes have already spawned from this video. And another thing I saw was, I think Brewer posted, Ben Brewer might have posted on Facebook, a website where you just, it gives two random frames from the video, and you vote on which one you like the best. And as you vote, it'll switch them out, and it's just voting on. I don't know what they're doing with that data. I just saw that happened, but it's. I feel like the Justin Bieber connection to this video is getting it into spaces that, you know, people who aren't spending so much time with, like, music videos are doing. Doing stuff with them, because this was a very popular video. It came out Monday, I believe, and it's already looking at about 10 million views. Yeah. So, real popular video, really interesting. Definitely not the video I expected. For such a popular song. But if anyone is interested in seeing that website and voting on frames or seeing the dumb Vine that I talked about, we'll link those in the show notes, because we're about completing the references.
There's also an article being tossed around. I only saw the headline. It's probably from, I don't know, some Christian group or something, who is claiming that the video is jam-packed with subliminal messages and to shield your children's eyes from the content. So that's around. You can find that.
Go ahead, Gail.
Oh, sorry. I caught some. I don't know what you'd call it. Profanity. I don't know.
There is some. Yeah, but the thing is, if you understand the context of the video, that it's just people that did art, then there's no real intent to, have subliminal messaging.
Yeah, I think that it would be like pretty easy someone to. Who's like, you know, I guess, you know, further on the right end of the spectrum to see it and be like, there's like subliminal messages. But it's kind of like, if you watch a lot of music videos, it's just like, this is Justin Bieber's fan that just like wants to be, you know,
yeah, right,
write something, you know.
I
have a feeling, you know, like Brewer was doing, I mean, when it comes to crowdsourcing a video like this, I think the best thing to do is to try to give the least amount of direction to the fans who are helping with the video as possible, so you get something that is genuinely from them. And So I don't, you know, who knows? Maybe of the hundreds or maybe even thousands, maybe not thousands, but of the hundreds of people who drew a picture for this video, like, maybe one person did want to put a subliminal message in there. Like, it would be impossible to like prevent that from happening. And Maybe one or two people did. Like, but like, when, if you want to get noticed, because that's kind of what the people who spent a bunch of time, in addition to being like, I contributed to a Justin Bieber video. They want to be able to find their stuff, and so, you know, and screenshot it and use it as their Facebook header or whatever. So, you know, I to try to stand out as a fan in this case, and to do it, you know, and for someone to be offended by a music video, none of those things seem unusual, but it definitely doesn't mean like the actual filmmakers behind this video had anything to do with that.
Speaking of, I almost feel like maybe this might be the biggest thing that Brewer has done. Like, I mean,
and Brewer actually hasn't done, this is their first video in 2015. They did three in 2014 and three in 2013, but their biggest year was 2012, which was like their first really active year. They did a they've done like a Capital Cities and Foster the People videos, Passion Pit, like those are all well-known artists, but like, you know, Justin Bieber is obviously, you know, in a different kind of class than, you know, we're talking about a handful of artists in that in this class this week, but like for the most part, there are really only like 10 artists at the Justin Bieber level right now. So
yeah,
definitely a very big video, a very popular track, and I've been waiting for a video for this song though, because the song's kind of been popular for a while now. It's not like you know, a lot of times lately, the music video will precede the popularity of a song. But in this case, the song was real popular already.
Is it on the radio? I hadn't heard it until.
So I've heard it mostly in Vines, which is why I think it's relevant that I made that Vine. Because like this song gets, I've heard it a lot of Vines, but it's pretty popular, right, Adam?
I'm pretty sure that this is charted on Billboard. Haven't checked, but I feel like if it hasn't yet, it definitely will.
Right. But nonetheless, I'm glad that, you know, a song that, like, for an EDM song and, like, Justin Bieber, because, like, really, it's really impressive to think of, like, how much they were able to do with the fact that they probably had Justin Bieber for a very short amount of time for this video. It's basically, like, 11 shots of Justin Bieber that they do a whole bunch with, and so, you know, I think it's always really impressive when you're able to take an artist who has like a very tight schedule and to do something still creative with that artist and unique. And so
he had that sweet cameo in the Carly Rae Jepsen video.
Oh my god, that's stupid.
Was using Justin Bieber well.
Yeah, to have him like dance around a hotel for a minute. Yeah.
This is one of those ideas that it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's like easy, but like it's just like one of those ideas that it's like, man, why the hell didn't I think of that?
No, you're right. Like it is a very it's not like super high concept. Like it's a video that you can explain relatively easily. You're kind of like, yeah, like Justin Bieber's dancing and a bunch of fans drew on top of it, and
it's just cool. Like,
yeah, it's all in the execution though, right? Like this video could have been like seem very generic or not exciting, this exact same concept in somebody else's hands. But I think, you know, giving this video to, you know, really highly capable filmmakers, you know, you get something different out of it than you maybe could have.
Yeah.
So I think we should move to another to the video that is going to compete in popularity for the most popular video of the week.
What's it going to be? There's so many good ones.
So many good ones. But I think Rihanna, after one day, is already up in the Justin Bieber view count spectrum. 7.6 million views at the time of recording of this podcast. And this video was released early this morning, for Bitch Better Have My Money, directed by Megaforce and Rihanna. Both credited as directors in this video. This video is so great. Caleb, why don't you tell us a little bit about what happens in this video?
Woo! Well, it's a good one. There's this kind of like maybe like Manhattan looking blonde gal that's gets in an elevator, and Rihanna in I guess gangster mode kind of puts her in a box and ships her off and gets her real drunk and high, I think.
It appears high. Yeah, definitely seems part of the mix.
proceeds to kind of take her for a crazy trip, and at one point a police officer drives by and maybe is about to save her, but they smash a bottle over her head, and so kind of like make her look like she's awake, but she's really not. So basically, I mean,
they weekend that Bernie her
a little bit. They essentially like kidnap her and force her to party with them.
She's kind of into it by the end, though.
A little bit. Yeah. But then there's like a twist, right? She's actually essentially bait, right?
Exactly.
They use her to.
She's the accountant's girlfriend or wife, or whatnot.
Like then to lure him out. And I guess I won't spoil the ending.
Oh yeah.
I won't spoil the ending because it's really great in context, but. I think it's lost when you're talking about music videos kind of in the way that we often talk about them here at IMVDB and kind of like really get into the trenches of like music video craft, that it can sometimes be lost, that it is vitally important for a lot of music videos for you to make the artist look cool. And mm-hmm. I don't think Rihanna could have looked any cooler. Like, there's like she's the biggest badass in the world in this video. Yes. Like, just doing whatever she wants, like being like not caring about it, but also like caring about it and being just like looking so cool. Like, just there's just so many moments that make Rihanna look awesome in such like a specifically Rihanna way. They just like nail what I think about when I think about Rihanna. Like when I think about Rihanna, I think about the way she does, like she doesn't hold back at all. Like they're if I could like pick a Rihanna photo that defines her for me, it's her like at some show on the shoulders of her bouncer, rolling a blunt on the top of her bouncer, the top of her security guard's head, on his shoulders, like this giant dude. She's on his shoulders in like very revealing but awesome clothes, and she's rolling a blunt with these big nails on the head of her security guard, just like not giving a fuck about anything but what she's got going on. And that's what this video is about. There's so many moments like where she does something great, but then she's like another moment where she like is just like rolls her eyes at a situation or something like that, and like the way that they piece that stuff in, I really love about this video.
Man, you really nailed it when you said, you know, she's in her like, I don't know what you said, like her purest form, like her coolest. I think you're onto something there, man. Like, I think that the way that they made her look in this video is like she's almost like playing a character. I mean, I know that Rihanna like kind of has this. She's kind of like rebranded herself a little bit, and she's kind of trying to be.
She's got an edge.
Yeah, she's trying to be a little harder. You know, like I kind of almost feel like she pulled a Miley to some degree. You know, but I feel like this video is like. It felt a lot more cinematic than what I'm used to. Like this almost what was going through my mind when I was thinking about this was like, I almost felt like it was like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas meets Spring Breakers.
Totally. No. Yeah. That's great. And I think a lot of that, like kind of, that cinematic style and that like the mood that gets brought to this video is all like that's what you're getting out of Megaforce, and Megaforce are really really fantastic directors. They've been making really great videos for a while, but this feels very different. Like Megaforce, they do a lot with a lot of visual effects stuff a lot, and like do a lot of very unique like unexpected videos, and I think that this video has a lot of very unexpected moments, but like it felt really tuned in to Rihanna as well. And I think that as an artist at the stage that Rihanna is at, you have to be tuned in to what that artist's music videos need to look like. And I think that's really represented in this video, but they still like are able to bring their own kind of unique Megaforce elements to elevate the video as well.
I really liked what Caleb said about her kind of having pulled Miley. And I think that when you think of all the biggest pop idols that we've had kind of rise up to become like the kings and queens of pop, they all eventually were able to incorporate aspects of their own personality into their sort of their pop image and their branding. And I think that it's true that Rihanna might have started as like just like, you know, a very stereotypical like pop star, but now she's brought in, you know, that she's a pothead and all this other crazy stuff. And
she she talks shit to fans on like people, not fans, but like people will tweet shitty things to her and she'll tweet shitty things back or like respond to people's Instagram comments and stuff in like such a in such perfect ways. So she's definitely an artist who, I mean, as an artist progresses, they, I feel like feel more empowered or more comfortable with, doing more of what they want to do themselves and not less of what they think they should be doing or what they're being told to do. But the thing about Rihanna is like Miley was like very bubblegum when she started. She's on the Disney Channel, so like the fact all she had to do was not wear clothes or something, and that would be a major turn. Like Rihanna is doing way more than that in this video. She's essentially major criminal in this video.
Like, covered in blood.
Covered just in, like murdering and
smoking a blunt.
Yeah, and like just
covered
crazy.
Covered in money, like, straight up.
I feel like there are definitely moments in this video, though, that will, that are, like, those, like, the Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball has become such an iconic image for music videos right now, and I feel like there are images in this video that will be some of those iconic images, like that shot you were talking about, like covered in blood and money, is going to be one. A lot of the stuff of her on top of the boat, just being what, like just so fucking cool. Those boat shots. Do you guys? Does that look like a drone to you guys? I can never really tell how aerials are shot. Do those aerials look like they were drones to you guys?
I have no idea, Doug.
Caleb, do you have any thoughts?
I'm kind of like of the mentality that like if it looks remotely like a drone, it's a freaking drone.
Right.
Everyone's got a drone. My dad's got a drone.
Right. Well, of course. And also, like why would, like, you shoot on a helicopter only if you need to at this point, right? Like, why would you not? Why would it not be a drone? And so, yeah. I know very little about them, but I feel like that's what those were shot on. But they still, like, just so great. Just so great. The only reason I question it is because this is a Rihanna video, and so maybe they did have the money to not need to use a drone, but maybe they just used a fancy one.
I was so excited about the casting, though, when in especially The Accountant, I'm like the biggest Hannibal fan, and Mads Mikkelsen is the accountant, and he plays Hannibal on the TV series, and that was like such a perfect casting to have her kill Hannibal. That was like such a cool,
oh man,
perfect casting.
That's great. I've never seen that show, so what? I didn't know that. I for the last couple of years, I've been very out of the TV loop. I'm working my way back in. Who added that credit to the website? That wasn't you, was it, Adam?
No.
Because
I don't add credit.
That's true. because it's their Maz is credited as the bitch. And I'm trying to see who credited that. It looks like
that makes sense, though, right?
Because yeah, oh yeah,
being the bitch, really.
Yeah, totally.
And the wife or the girlfriend is a model as well. It's Rachel Roberts, and apparently Rihanna handpicked her for the video, so worth mentioning as well.
This, great casting.
Yeah, the everybody's really good, and Rihanna's like kind of gang of women. They're all really good. There's the one girl who's like always got these binoculars, and it's really interesting to fill in these like the potential backstory of what this crew is and does, because all of the things they're doing seems like so natural to them to like this kidnapping thing is like something it seems like they've done 100 times. And so that's another thing I feel like is like feels very Megaforce to me, is that like you can fill in a potential backstory and it's got a lot of depth to it. I'm curious what the Rihanna director credit means.
But she was like, I want to smoke drugs in the video. And they're like, you can do that.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah. Who knows when it comes to artists at that level? Like, they could just probably just get their name there. Maybe she did a lot more. That's really possible. But
it's true.
I'm always curious what that means when an artist is listed as a co-director. So the round of video is great. Let's talk about another video that I think is great. And I was ready to write it off when it came out, and that is All Right by Kendrick Lamar, directed by Colin Tilley. And the reason I was ready to write this video off is because, as we've talked about before in this podcast, Kendrick Lamar, it seems like he maybe is still figuring out what he wants to do with music videos, or maybe he doesn't focus on them quite as much. They just seem like everything that Kendrick Lamar does, from his live performances to the to his albums, how they all are like seem so calculated and thought out. I don't really see that thread through a lot of his music videos, but this All Right video by Colin Tilley,
Dude, this hits hard.
This is definitely my favorite Kendrick Lamar video right now. Like, the execution and concept of this video are really fantastic. Who wants to tell us what happens?
Adam, take it.
Yeah, Adam Alexander.
Man, I get so long-winded with these descriptions.
Yeah, alright. So
I could do it. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, right? It takes... Basically, it's a Kendrick Lamar video that's kind of just executed with all this extra surreal, amazing stuff that sees Kendrick kind of like... It's black and white, first of all, which I don't think he's had a black and white video, but it combines kind of the performance style, like in the hood kind of stuff that we see in his videos, people breakdancing, with like this crazy footage and message about the whole the cop controversy that's in the news and all that stuff that's really big right now, with like Kendrick like floating around the city and on top of a light, and it's crazy. It's just amazing.
Really. Yeah, the moment of the video that is probably my favorite is when it's like it's Kendrick Lamar and like the rest of the TDE crew, so like Absol and Schoolboy Q, and they're like rolling in a car, and like it's framed where you can kind of just see them through the windows, and then it pulls back, and it's four police officers carrying the car. It's got so many images like that are very like very strong and evoke a lot of emotion, and they're also entertaining, you know. And like the flying stuff is my favorite. Like, that stuff is done really great, and it looks like it was
I think this is suspension.
They just suspended him with wires, and then painted the wires out. And I think I saw some behind the scenes.
But why? Like, what? I mean, there'd have to be some kind of a moving rig, like, because it's kind of just clipping along the, you know.
Yeah, he's like zooming. He's zooming.
Is it like it's on a car attached to a vehicle of some kind, or
I think so. Let's see. We can maybe Google that real quick.
He does look suspended, even when he's on the light post. He seems like he's kind of hanging from something, slightly.
Let's see. Vanity Fair has exclusive behind-the-scenes photos That we will link to in the show notes. Yeah, it looks like there's like a giant rig. Oh no, just one. It doesn't really show you how. This shows you how they film the upside down portion. They're out there. We'll find them. They're in the show notes. Is wires.
That was some great rigging work, man. Like, I feel like I don't see a whole lot of that these days. Like, that just like freaking just wows you, man. That shot on the light, man. Like, that was amazing.
Yeah, no, it really the craft of the video. It's really high level, and it takes a lot. I feel like it takes a lot of trust for an artist to be suspended up in the air like this, and in the way that Kendrick is, and a lot of trust to do this video. I wonder if this video has the biggest budget of them all, just because you have to make sure you don't drop Kendrick Lamar to the ground.
I like how too, Doug. I just find when there's a collaboration like there is on this video between Colin Tilly and the little homies. I like when you can see the visible components of a collaboration. So like we can kind of tell what little homies brought to the table, and we can kind of figure out what maybe Tilly brought in. And I like how that kind of that marriage of the two different things that they do is still visible. And I like how it fits together, but you know what I mean?
Who are the little homies?
Well, they did some of his other videos.
Yeah,
I
know, and they're in this title, but I don't know who they are, and also they're not credited in some other sources of data sources aren't crediting Lil Homies, and so not to say that it's inaccurate. Their names are on the title, but they're there with Top Dog, and I've never heard of the Lil Homies outside of doing stuff with Kendrick Lamar. That calls for some investigation, because
we gotta find out.
This does feel different than your standard Colin Tilly video, and Colin Tilly is somebody who is a very prolific music video director. But I think he does so many videos that I think that you can kind of. There is kind of a difference sometimes. Like, there is such a thing as a standard Colin Tilly video, and then there is some of the stuff that is higher level from him sometimes. Like, I just think he does so much that it's gonna that's gonna naturally happen. You're gonna see a difference in maybe like budget differences or timing differences. Like, that's gonna affect. Like when you have just such big of a sample size, it's just natural that you're going to see difference. I mean, Colin Tilly did like 20 or 30 videos in 2014. I mean, it's
I think he's kind of taking it a little easier this year, but I mean, this dude is booked straight. Like,
and he's really talented. And he's like we talked about before, every one of his videos makes the artist look cool. He always does that, and he always pulls that off, and that is a major goal, and he always pulls that goal off. But it does seem like maybe he knew, like maybe Colin Tilly's a big Kendrick Lamar fan, or maybe it's something that the Lil Homies brought to the table, or I don't know what it is, but this video feels to be of like such on a different plane than just like a lot of stuff, not just like comparing it to Colin Tilly's other work or Kendrick Lamar's previous work. This is a really, really good video.
I think the Lil Homies are apparently, I don't know how accurate this is, but apparently it's Dave Free, who's the CEO of Top Dog, and Kendrick together. They comprise to make up the Lil Homies.
Okay, got it. Dave Free is DJ Dave. We've talked about DJ Dave on the podcast before. DJ Dave is we won't rehash this story anymore. We've talked about it before, but that's fun. That's interesting. So that's who the Lil Homies are. Great. I guess we can credit them then. This feels then very similar than to maybe the Rihanna co-director.
That info is courtesy of a GeoCities page, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Where is it for real? Where did you get that for real?
Well, I was reading something on Vibe at first, and it didn't say who Dave Free was, so then I found something on Revolt TV, whatever that is.
Oh, no, Revolt TV, that's Puff Daddy's, like, television network.
Who?
Puff Daddy, P. Diddy.
Ah, gotcha.
He's the guy who beat someone up with a kettlebell. So Dave Free, yeah, that's the guy who once told me I could interview Kendrick Lamar, and then it didn't happen.
Oh, love that story.
I love that story.
Yeah, that's Dave. Dave Free.
I can just imagine you walking up to the club and being like, "Yo, I'm supposed to interview Kendrick Lamar," and the bouncer's like, "You are," or something like that. Yeah. I think I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, they were like, "Well, I don't care what you say. You're not bringing your camera in here." Like, that's something like that. Like, didn't let me bring my camera or audio equipment, and then I'm just like, "But I know DJ Dave," and that obviously didn't.
Oh yeah, that's
mean that's anything. Funny. You mean anything to them? So anyway,
that was in Florida, right?
Yep, South Florida, represent. I think we could talk about one more music video from the week. There's a lot of great videos, but there's a lot of high level, big artist music videos, and I think those are always fun to talk about. And there's one more from this week that I thought was worth bringing up, and that is "Play No Games" by Big Sean featuring Chris Brown and Ty Dolla $ign. And Big Sean is, I think, going to do a music video for every song in this new album, because he's been putting them out like he put out three or four in June, so putting out a bunch of music videos. And directed by Mike Carson, who I believe is one of the founders of the Ill Roots website, is the director of this video. And this is basically an episode of Martin, right? Did either of you guys in the 90s watch Martin?
Yeah, I did.
Were you a fan, or did you kind of watch it passively, or?
Okay, I guess to be honest, I didn't watch it until like adulthood, but I got pretty into it because I met Tommy.
Sweet.
No, for reals, this Tommy Ford is his name. He is a director now, and I worked on his movie.
Nice. And
we would be like walking around LA, and people would just be like, "Tommy!" And, you know, I just had no, I didn't really have a context for it, but like everybody knew who this guy was but me. But then, so I like went and watched like 50 episodes of Martin. I was like, okay.
What? I'm so glad we're talking about this video and that you have this story. Is Tommy Tommy was one of Martin's friends, right? On the show? Is he the dude that's in this video?
No, that's actually that's Martin Lawrence.
No, so Martin Lawrence is in it, but isn't the guy? So maybe I'm wrong. I thought the tall dude with the glasses was the real guy from the show. I knew Martin makes the cameo at the end, but what was the character's name? The tall dude with the glasses.
I didn't really recognize him.
Oh, weird.
I probably would only be able to recognize Tommy Ford from like 20 years later, because I feel like everyone looks like way different.
But Tommy was like, I think Cole was the other friend. That's what it was, Cole. And that's who the taller guy with the glasses is, I think. Maybe not. I don't remember. Tommy and Cole were the two friends. Anyway, what did you think of their ability to recreate?
I was pretty. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, Kate. I don't mean to leave you on the spot there, Kate, but I haven't seen Martin, unfortunately, so I can't answer that question at all.
You've never. So, Adam, did they not?
I've never seen Martin.
Did it not play in Canada?
It probably did. It probably did play. I don't know. I didn't really watch. I only watched TGIF which was like Family Matters and Full House.
Yeah,
you watch in the '90s. That's what I watched.
Now you watch a lot softer programming.
I just watch softcore porn now.
Cool. Thanks for that. So I watched Martin a handful of times when I was like when it was new episodes, and I was like maybe like 10. And I didn't get any of the jokes at the time, so I didn't watch it very much. Like, the laugh track would hit, and I'd be like, why is that funny? I liked the characters that a lot of the times, the, like, little kid character that Martin would play and the cop character, but they were jokes I didn't, at the time, have any context for. But I know that it's a very good show, and that Martin Lawrence is a very funny dude. But I can still tell, like, just I still remember so vividly the, like, commercials for the show, and this does seem to kind of nail the look that show had. And a lot of the characters that they have in this video do kind of resemble, they did a pretty good job of the casting as well. A lot of the characters do resemble the cast of Martin.
Yeah, that was, I think they did a really great job, and I think that, like, everybody's kind of, like mannerisms, like, I think that they were pretty right on with it. And, like, obviously, whenever you're working with, like, a, what would they call that? Like, a three-camera setup? I think that it can be, to get some focus on it. Like, whenever they put them in a room and it's like, y'all have, you know, this space to do your thing, and they nailed it. Like,
so you think that this was done the same way that, like, you think this was a multi-camera shoot, the way that Martin was shot?
I think so. I mean,
that would be really interesting if they did that. And I it does have that actual multi-camera feel to it, which is kind of harder to recreate, because they are, like, they're kind of like the framing feels like stationary in a lot of these shots, and like very like 90s television, because a lot of like shows have kind of gotten out, a lot of the shows that are really great now don't use this multi-camera setup anymore. I mean, they some still do, what's that?
CBS.
Yeah, like those shows, like
Big Bang Theory,
right, and How I Met Your Mother and stuff. They still use this, but most shows they call it like single camera, and I think
they do. It's like a mockumentary style or whatever is what's popular, Parks and Recreation
anything on HBO. The look is there. I think they do kind of nail the mannerisms. I think Big Sean is kind of playing the Martin role, and I think he kind of commits to it. I was kind of bummed by the Martin Lawrence cameo at the end. I think if you were going to have a Martin Lawrence cameo in this video, you either do it so you can do it all the way, or you just leave it out. It didn't elevate the video for me to have them looking at a TV and Martin being like, "Yo, what up, Big Sean? I definitely didn't just shoot this on my iPhone and send it over to you. Here's my scene for this video." Like, I think they nailed it enough. Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX, the fancy music video, which recreates Clueless. If, like, suddenly they, like, looked into a TV and, like, Stacey Dash or Alicia Silverstone were just like, hey, Iggy Azalea, like, I think that would have taken away, taken away from that video. And not to say that this is like a little bit more. This is a little bit like more fun video than that one was, and like a little bit more, like a television show. Like, it just seemed a little bit like looser. But go ahead, man.
I feel like to some degree, like, they were running bits, but like it was not. I would not necessarily call it like a cohesive effort. Like, they were mixing a lot of stuff together, mm-hmm. and I don't think that they were really trying to accomplish, like they were trying to imitate, but they weren't trying to, like, write necessarily, like, a new narrative with it. Like, at least from what I could understand, like, you know, there's there's the bit where the guy's at the door and he's kind of talking to him, but you don't really know what they're talking about.
Well, because he's singing the lyrics, right? Like they didn't write a narrative. There were like scenes, probably like specific scenes from the show that they probably lifted and recreated. But yeah, there's not really a full cohesive narrative. It's just kind of like what the general narrative of every Martin episode was, and him trying to just like empty people out of his house so he can spend time with his wife or whatever. Like, that was the basic plot of every episode. That's kind of what they used. There's no like real narrative, but I think it still works. It still works for like to share, like in terms of like sharing this video. It's another thing, like when you're dealing with an artist like Big Sean, where someone just wants to like know in a Twitter headline, like, am I going to be interested? Like, I know who Big Sean is. I kind of like him. Am I going to be interested in pressing play on this music video? And if somebody's like, yeah, it's a Big Sean music video, and they recreate Martin, like, that's enough for a lot of people to be like, oh, I know what that's going to be. That sounds like it's going to be fun and entertaining, and it'll be good for this song. I like Chris Brown and Ty Dolla Sign too, because I'm a Big Sean fan. This is, you know, and that's enough for the potential clicker. And so I think that is a success. But yeah, I think because that's enough, and because Fancy is actually a good video, it really is able to like do major things. This is this video is not going to reach Fancy levels, but I think part of this maybe is also because, like I mentioned before, Big Sean I think is doing a video for every song on this album.
Yeah,
and so when that's the case, you know, you're moving through them pretty rapidly. So this is kind of all it's going to take to have a standout one. So this so far has been the one that I've enjoyed the most from this album, from Big Sean.
I'm not super familiar with his other stuff.
There's a few the ones that have come out in the last couple of weeks. One was For All Your Fault, that came out last week, and two videos the same day came out, actually. The one for I Know also came out, and that one's directed by Lawrence Lamont. They're all interesting. They all, like, the Lawrence Lamont one also has Big Sean kind of, like, playing a character of, like, an elderly man. So he's really going for it in these videos. I just feel like when you're doing so many of them that it's hard to know which one to focus on. I like the idea of him doing so many videos, though, and like, you know, that somebody's still banking on that.
Yeah. And then this dude, Mike Carson, the director, I didn't realize this until right now, but pretty much almost his whole career, at least about 75% of it, is all Big Sean videos.
Yeah, like, yeah. They have a personal relationship for sure.
Yeah, I think that's pretty, like, I mean, because if you're looking at doing a song for, like, or a video for every song on the album, like, in my head, like, it probably would be much easier to be working with the same person. Because, I mean, like, obviously, like, with an artist like Big Sean, who's, like, you know, he's been around for a little bit, and, like, he works with new people every day, but filmmaking is, like, such an exhaustive effort, like, I feel like if you got one point man that you're always going to, like, that would probably make things, like, a ton easier.
Yeah, definitely. Or, like, somebody who you can rely on, like, yeah, I'm going to do a couple of videos with people I've never worked with, but, like, I need to make sure that I work with, you know, people I'm already comfortable with for some of these as well, so that I can kind of trust them to do stuff, and not have to worry about what I'm going to get. That definitely makes a lot of sense. Cool. Well, I think we did it. I think we talked about a lot of really good music videos that came out this week. A lot of high level music videos. We're looking at like 40 million views combined for all these videos we talked about. I think I overshot that a little bit. Maybe 20.
Wait, for real? You think 40 million?
No, it's not 40. But two of them are up around 10, and then Big Sean was at 2 or 3, and then. What was the other one we talked about? That one had views too. Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar has two also. So we're rounding 30. 30 million views over 4 videos. A lot of people watch these videos this week. So if you haven't, and you've listened to the podcast at this point, check them out. They're going to be in the show notes. You can find the show notes by going to imvdb.com/podcast. You go to episode 160 of the This Week in Music Videos podcast, and that was where you will find links and video links, which are links to everything we talked about on this podcast. That's it. We're back in the swing of things, so this podcast is gonna continue every week now. Caleb, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Man, I really appreciate it. It was my pleasure.
Sweet, sweet. And we will see you guys next week.
Yeah, boy.
Conceptually, sure, but it also has like some concept. There are some like kind of like narrative. I'm not necessarily a narrative thread, but a stylistic thread, right? This is the one where they're like two ladies and they chest bump.
Yeah,
right. That happens in this video.
They do that. Yes.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really interesting. The ladies. Fuck, I love this song.